On the fifth night, Tim had a terrible dream that woke him. He came to his dad's bed in tears at the witching hour and offloaded. "You and Mommy were fighting. You were facing each other with your noses nearly touching, screaming so loudly that I covered my ears and my head ached. I cried and begged you to stop, but you ignored me. I tried so hard, but you couldn't hear me." Mark cuddled him, and father and son fell back to sleep. Then it was the father's turn to dream, lying close to his son, their energies superimposed. Anne appeared in front of his face, their fingertips touching. Like magic, they had stopped fighting. There was calm, deep calm. He breathed out and felt no urgency to breathe in again. He watched as Tim floated above him and then descended to hug him and Anne. Blue light filled the room and gently swirled around them. The little girl was in the blueness, and she said, "Quiet. Let your soul speak. You will be together again soon." The sound of Sarah's voice woke him. "Dad, Dad, can you hear me? Hello, oh, Dad, Daddy, do you want a piece of toast?" It increased in volume as she slowly came into focus. He saw her peering up at him from the breakfast nook. "Huh?" he heard himself blurt. "Toast? No thanks. Sarah stood up and walked over to him. "Are you okay? You look like you've seen a ghost." He saw the concern on her face. "I'm fine, fine, baby, just got a lot to think about today. You carry on." So Sarah went off with David in tow, and only Tim still sat at the nook. "The second part of the dream was nice, eh, Dad?" he smiled as he crunched on blackened toast and nonchalantly recited. "You and Mommy made up. I floated above you and then came down and we all hugged. The girlie was there in the quiet, and a blue light was all around us." How was it possible that they'd had the same dream? Was he even dreaming? How did he get to the kitchen? "Oh dear, I have a missing piece of time again," he panicked. He missed time in his meditations, but this was different. Or was it? Tim spoke, and it all seemed okay. The little boy, who never fitted in a box, said, "Don't worry, Dad. My dreams also get mixed up in my days." Mark wobbled over to the kitchen window. A beautiful, clear blue sky encircled the earth. At least their part of it. Billions of oxygen molecules bobbled around, and he breathed some in. Self-control, calmness, and quiet drenched his mind, body, and soul. The fifth night had been all about blue. Blueness, self-control, defined him deep inside. The experience on the fifth night was transformational. Self-control rose up from a reservoir within him, and its exquisiteness could not be penetrated by anger, even if it came in the night like a thief. He wanted none of it ever again. Nevertheless, he knew the high would not last. Humans were slaves to emotions. But he half smelled the fresh air of freedom. He yearned for total freedom. That would come in good time. For now, everything was as it was meant to be. Tim came up behind him at the window. "The little girl said your days are numbered, Dad, but they never really end, so don't worry." He wasn't sure if Tim meant your days are numbered in general, or that he personally only had a short time left to live. Either way, he didn't intend wasting another minute on anger, now that he knew the eternal freedom of inner blue. He cancelled everything, and he and the children spent the day talking and playing and picnicking. Then night came, and Tim dreamed again.